Because of the impact of the coronavirus on our lives, I am unable to visit craft breweries. Subsequently, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features from the last 6 years. This is an earlier Craft Beer on the Bay from October 28th, 2016, featuring RAR Brewing. A couple weeks ago, my wife and I took a drive to the Eastern Shore and stopped in Cambridge to visit with Chris Brohan, who, along with business partner and longtime friend JT Merriweather, own Real Ale Revival Brewing, better known as RAR Brewing. In 2009, Chris and JT got together with some friends and built a better-than-average home brewing system, set it up in a back room at a friend's restaurant, and started brewing all-grain beer with no extracts. What started as something that was simply fun to do quickly became a big part of their lives. Here's Chris Brohan.
I always wanted to start a small business. That was, you know, that's always been my drive. I've never been happy working for anyone else. Myself and JT wrote a business plan one night, literally like midnight in my laundry room, just drinking beers, put some stuff on paper and forgot about it. He called me the next morning and was like, "Man, do you remember what we talked about last night?" I was like, "Yeah, of course I do." He's like, "Do you still want to do it?" I was like, "Yeah, I've got some ideas." I was like, let's put together something concrete, sober, put it on paper, and I got some ideas. So we put this business plan together in a matter of 2 weeks.
That was 2012, and that plan helped them receive some money from a private investor, money that helped them get a small business loan from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. UMES had set up a program for small businesses that wanted to help revitalize downtown Cambridge. They then found an old pool hall and started building the brewery in January 2013. In August that year, they opened the doors to their tap room, and in March of 2014, they hired Randy Mills as their brewmaster and became a fully operational craft brewery in downtown Cambridge. RAR makes some great craft beer, including their flagship beer, Nanticoke Nectar.
That's our flagship beer. We've built a brand around Nanticoke Nectar. It's our baby. It's our 7.4% IPA. We use the English malt backbone, so you definitely get your malt presence, a little bit of crystal, so there's a little bit of that caramel bite. It's not overwhelming. Big citrus notes, huge citrus hops, our main hop Citra. We use a little bit of Cascade, so you get some of that piney grassiness. Huge dry hops, so you get all the same on the aroma on the nose. And the flavor profile, I mean, it's transcendent. So you get the English malts in the front, the citrus on the back. And there's also this full body that kind of finishes things out. It's not overly sweet. It's not overly dry. It's my baby. It's like talking about my son.
And Nanticoke Nectar is an awesome IPA and something you absolutely must try. It is delicious. Cheers. You have just listened to a previously aired Craft Beer on the Bay from October 28th, 2016. Because of the COVID-19 outbreak, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Amendment 21 Liquors on Harford Road, with over 250 craft beers in stock.